This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio Podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
And we spoke earlier about Eddie Betts' deal might be done this afternoon. Mitch Cleary is on the line. He might have some good news for Blues fans. Welcome to you, Mitch.
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for having me. It's good news for Blues. Eddie Betts about to be officially unveiled in a Carlton polo. The Blues and Crows officials are just walking the AFL house, so it's only moments away.
What number are they going to spend on Eddie Betts, Mitch?
It's a future fourth-round pick that'll head the way of the Crows, so not too much in the end of it. Probably looking for the, you know, the time that comes around, a pick in the 50s or 60s, Dwayne, but Eddie Betts gets his wish to go back to the Blues. As I read it, the Crows will pay a bit of that wage, but not a great deal, so that's probably why you saw it move probably from the third round back to the fourth round, the Crows not paying that much of his wage. And now we see him get his wish and he'll join the Blues and then they'll have probably the next move to make on Jack Martin and Tom Papley after that.
And it's just the one year to run on his contract, so that's all that will be?
Yes, it will be, Mick. Who knows how well he goes next year and if they can maybe sell a few more memberships and sell a few more number 19 jumpers if they go with him again, but it's just the 1 year at this stage.
Yeah, right. Back in the 19, that'll be, the word was 5,000 to 10,000 extra memberships if Eddie's back in Blue, so it is the case.
Well, I think that, expecting he's back in Victoria now, you think of press conference this afternoon. Hasn't been a great deal of other deals getting done, so the Crows and the Blues, making the most of the clean air, and they'll see Eddie Betts pass it all over the news outlets and maybe even on trade radio this afternoon if we can get hold of him.
So Carlton are getting almost a free year of footy from Eddie Betts. They're not using any of this year's draft picks. They could have used, say, pick 72 this year. They're not. So they're using a future fourth-round pick. So it's next year's fourth-round pick. So they don't even have to pay for him until next year. And they're probably only paying, half? Or how much of his wage do you think Carlton are going to pay?
Well, I don't kind of know the exact percentage. I don't think, because it's such a later pick, Dwayne, I reckon that's why the Crows have, basically given him for nothing, because they're not paying as much of the wage as had been reported. So I reckon the Crows, just to theorise, somewhere between 25 to 50% of the contract. I don't think it would be much more than that. The Blues get a free hit in terms of the draft picks, but they will have to pay quite a bit of that wage still.
And the Crows get some room in their salary cap because they've unloaded Eddie Betts. They don't have to pay Eddie whatever he was due to be paid next year.
Exactly. And then you look at what the Crows have to do now. That they're freeing up a lot of money with a number of guys moving. They're going to have to pay a bit of the Jenkins deal when he decides and finds his next home. But then you look at what they've got to do after that. Brad Crouch is the next one in line. He's wanting a five-year deal from the Crows. So, the money that they're saving from Betts probably moves into the next deal and what happens from there.
Great stuff. Mitch, when do you knock off? You did the shift before Michael Barlow and I. Do you turn your phone off at some stage today, or do you turn your phone off in November?
In November, Dwayne. It's only 3 days to go. We can all suck it up from here, us journo.
He hosts Tom on Trade. You'd host Tom on Trade till 7 o'clock tonight, is that right?
Yeah, so you're back on. So you can get involved. Yeah, we'll have all the details. Hopefully a few more deals will happen between now and then. There's probably still 20 names on the board, so we've got quite a bit to get done in the next, what are we looking at now, 53 hours of the trade period.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but the trade period ends about that time Wednesday, so your head's going to be spinning in that last hour and a half for Time on Trade Wednesday.
Yes, it will be. I think we're having a bit of a different structure on Wednesday. We're going to have our live trade show. You'll have all the access on afl.com.au. Damien Barrett, Kane Corns, Terry Wallace. So we'll be able to watch the show. Callum Toomey and Riley Beveridge, part of it as well. So can't wait to see the live coverage. You'll be able to watch and listen to it right up until the deadline.
The A-grade lineup, Dwayne.
Oh, cast 1,000. That's what we want to see.
D-graders, so
good of you to give us a couple of minutes of your time today, Mitch. Appreciate it. Thanks for giving us the details on that Eddie Betts play.
Thanks, boys.